It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, who is in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here in the celebratory atmosphere. Also with the fresh snow.
Indeed. Isn't it beautiful?
I know. I'm not tired of it yet.
No.
I want to talk about hospitality today.
Okay.
Because I just got back from a trip, and most folks, you know, what stood out? What'd you see? And I said, you know what? I mean, of course, there's beautiful scenery and there's great food, interesting food and things to see and do. But you know what I really took back with me was the memory of hospitality.
Mm.
Three different stories from the trip. The first was a friend of a friend. So a friend hears, I'm going to this foreign city. She says, I know somebody there. I'll introduce you by email. And I'm thinking, okay, well, we'll have lunch. That's, you know, you imagine. And she'll maybe tell me some places I should go see.
Right.
And I wrote to her asking for some advice about lodging, and she said, well, of course you're staying at my house, and of course I'll pick you up at the airport. And it's like, okay. and then it goes from there that this very busy woman, not like she was, you know, looking for something to do, she cleared her calendar to take my sister and I around the city, to orient us, to bring us to local other people's houses, to go to a birthday party. I got more of a sense of that city and that culture from this particular woman. But it was the warmth and receptiveness of her to these total strangers. I mean, I'm a friend of her friend. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I now have a new friend. This is the German word for hospitality is, now pardon my German, Gastfreundschaft, which means friendship for the guest. It means the creation of a free space where the stranger can enter and become a friend instead of an enemy.
Mm.
That's Henry Nouwen. And that's exactly what happened with, I mean, not that she was an enemy, but she was a stranger. And that extending of that warmth and that openness of heart was like, okay, I want to grow up and be like her. The next one was where I went to a rental cottage or rental triplex in a tourist town. And it was kind of the end of their tourist season. And yet, this host did everything. He invited us out on his boat to get the crayfish pot. He said, let me take you to my family farm so you can see what a farm is like around here. And let me introduce you to my family. And let me drive you to this seal colony and so you can see the baby seals. I mean, it was...
Above and beyond.
This is a man who's got a job. He's got a four-year-old. He's got, you know, he's very... But it was just such warmth. And I thought the difference of that, that extension of self that way, mm-hmm. that made it memorable, made it mm-hmm. really... like a place I want to go back to. So those were the two. But the third one then was in New Zealand, the original settlers were Maoris, which mm-hmm. came from other South Pacific islands right. about 800 or 900 years ago. And so I learned about the Maori culture. And then the Maori culture, the way they greet people, and if you've ever seen, maybe you're nodding, the way they greet people, you know, it's not like shake your hand or they... press their foreheads and noses together and do it's called hangi. And what our Maori host was telling us was that that way you can tell if someone's a friend or an enemy, because if you exchange life force, your breath, then you are friends. And so they were talking about how in older times, that was the way they could tell if this was someone coming to attack us or is this someone coming. But that greeting reminded me of, and that warmth of that greeting reminded me of the namaste too, that we're saying, I see the divine in you, where we honor each other. It's just the way you interact with anyone mm-hmm. who crosses your path.
Mm-hmm.
And so having, and by the way, this Maori cultural tour and also included him inviting us into his home, breaking bread with his wife and family. It was just incredibly warm. So it made me think, how do we provide more hospitality in our day-to-day lives? Just even the way we greet people, in the openness and the warmth that we share, even at the end of a tourist season,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I get a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we, it's in a way, extending hospitality is an act of leadership. Because the more you can break bread and create warmth and be open to people who are different than you, the more you can create a level of connection that can move us through some really difficult times.
Indeed. And it's not a one-way street. I mean, if you center yourself and you do that, or you just quiet yourself a little bit and you think about being that hospitable person, even in August and September,
yes.
you know,
yeah.
it comes back to you threefold.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, the fact that you've taking the time to quiet yourself and to get rid of your own, you know, tiredness or whatever, and extended that. And when it comes back, three times it comes back.
I think that's a really, really good point. It isn't just about being nice. It really is about creating a force field that does come back around.
Yep.
You reminded me of a quote that was from a book, Dakota, A Spiritual Geography. This is by Kathleen Norris. True hospitality is marked by an open response to the dignity of each and every person. Henry Nouwen has described it as receiving the stranger on his own terms and asserts that it can be offered only by those who have, quote, found the center of their own lives and in their own hearts.
Mm.
So meaning we have to center ourselves to be able to open our heart really and then be able to receive back the gifts of that.
Yep.
One other, you know, I love my quotes. One other.
And I've got one for you, too.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll go first.
Okay.
hospitality means we take people into the space that is our lives and our minds and our hearts and our work and our efforts. Hospitality is the way we come out of ourselves. It's the first step towards dismantling the barriers of the world. Hospitality is the way we turn a prejudiced world around one heart at a time. That's Joan Chittister.
Awesome.
And, your quote.
And my quote. I'm reading a book. There's a movie out of the same title called Silver Linings Playbook. And this character is really interesting. And he has recently been released from a mental institution and is struggling to get his life back. But what he keeps reciting to himself when he bumps up against things with people is that he is practicing being kind rather than being right.
It's a beautiful example of hospitality in the smallest ways
exactly.
In every moment.
Yeah.
So the question I'm asking myself is where and how can I extend a little more hospitality?
Mm. Awesome. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.
All right.